Yesterday we started the sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera on Membeis Amid Beis. Today's daf is Mem Gimel. So we left off on daf Membeis Amid Beis. We are right by the issue of Me'ila. We had just said that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera because of the Svara, that Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. Right? Why would you listen if a person has the option to listen to some guy who tells him to do something or to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam? It's obvious, it should be obvious to him to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we went through the machlokas between Rabbi Kiviger and the Sma yesterday, whether it's whether the focus over here is on the Shliach or on the Mishaleach. Is it that the Mishaleach Kentaina, look, I didn't think the guy would be foolish enough to listen to me, after all, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim? Or is the focus on the Shliach himself? That the shliach should not have listened to him, but not that that the focus is not that the mishaleach didn't expect him to listen to him. And the nafkamina we said yesterday is if the guy is a mumer l'kala Torah, or you know that he violates this avera with great frequency, so then certainly the mishaleach can't say I didn't expect him to listen. Why not? He does this avera all the time, so of course you expect him to listen. But if the focus is on the shliach, that the shliach should not have listened, then certainly that would be true whether he violates this avera with frequency or not. Okay, so where we left off about, 15 lines before the end of the page. First word on the line is divrei. We are right by the little gimel. Vahadetanya. So the Bach just changes it to Vahadetnan, because it says it's a Mishnah in Meseches Me'ilah. So it's Vahadetnan. So Vahadetnan, Shliach Shalasa Shlichuso Shliach Ma'al, Asa Shlichuso Balabayis Ma'al. What if I send a Shliach to be Mol Bekadshim? Right, the Isra Me'ilah Bekadshim, it's a discussion in the Achronim whether primarily it's an Isra Geneva or primarily it's an Isra Hana'a. I think Rav Yosef Engel discussed this in Gliyam Yashas. But bottom line is, Me'ilah Bekadshim is I send someone to misappropriate Kadshim, to go get Hana'a from Kadshim. So who violates the Avera? Me, the Mishaleach, or the guy I sent, the Shliach, who went and actually got the Hana'a from Kadshim? So if the Shliach did not do exactly as I told him, meaning I told him to go get Hana'a from this Kadshim, and he went and he got Hana'a from a different Kadshim, right? Whatever, maybe he veered from what I told him even slightly. He did a little bit different than I told him to do, so then it's his Isra Me'ila, it's not my Isra Me'ila, because he's not doing my Shliachas anyway. But if he's Asa Shlichuso, if he did exactly what I told him to do, and he's Mol B'Kachim, by listening to me and doing exactly what I told him to do, then Balabayis Ma'al, then the Balabayis, the Mishaleach, the one who sent him, is the one who violates Me'ila. So frek the Gemara, ki Asa Shlichuso de Balabayis, Balabayis Mi'amal. So what do you see? When he listens to me, I'm the one who violates the Isser. Am I? Name Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Why should I be the one who violates the Isra? Shouldn't we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? Meaning it's the Isra of Me'ila that he's doing over here. So why should the Isra relate back to me? Isn't that the whole concept of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? So Frek Tosos, just on this Gemara's Kasha, Tosos says, what do you mean Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? What was the whole Svara for Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? With Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin. Over here, the Isser of Me'ila, the Karban Me'ila that one could be chayiv to bring, only applies when you're Mo'al B'Shogeg, when you get Hana from Hegdash B'Shogeg, not when you do it B'Bezid. So if the guy is a Shogeg, if we don't even realize that it's an Isser of Me'ila at stake over here, so if the guy is a Shogeg, you can't say the Svar Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. Of course, if he knew that it was an Isser, he would listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam and not to me, but he didn't know it was an Isser, and that's why he listened to me. So once you can't say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim, so of course you're going to have Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. Of course the Isser should relate back to me. So that's what Tosfos says. He doesn't understand what the Gemara's Kasha over here is. The whole issue is only when it's an issue. The whole discussion by Me'ila only applies to Shogeg. The whole issue of Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera can only apply to Mezid. Can't apply to Shogeg. So Tosfos toward the bottom, about 4 lines from the bottom, says, Va'omari, da'hacha mairi afilu diniskar ha'shliach ka'amar dema'al balabayis. Now the point is over here, before the Shliach did it, he realized. Meaning the Baal Bayis sent him not knowing that it was Me'ila, not knowing that he was doing it, the Baal Bayis was Shogeg. Shliach at the beginning maybe didn't realize, but before he did the Maisa, he realized that it was that he was about to violate Me'ila. So v'hash toparcha my ma'al neima in shliach l'dvar arvevra, divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomin. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Why is the Baal Bayis ma'al? After all, you could still say divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomin about the shliach, because the shliach knew exactly what he was doing. V'avgav d'niskar shliach Ma'al Balabayis, and we should say that even though the Shliach realized, or Bidafka because the Shliach realized, that the Bala, meaning apparently we're saying that even though the Shliach realized, the Balabayis has still violated Mi'ila. So, frek the Gemara, what happened to Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera? Now, this discussion about a Shogeg, when the Shliach is Shogeg, can you say Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera? The Ritva disagrees with the premise of Tosos, right? Tosos assumes that you can't apply the Svar Devera Avdevera Talmud Devera Mishomen to a Shogeg. Says the Ritva that even though it's not Shaykh to say the Svara for Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera by a Shogeg, still, still we would always say Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera even when it comes to a Shogeg. It's like a low plug that we would always say that once we have a concept of Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera, so that means that the mechanism of Shlichus doesn't work. The whole chiddush of the mechanism of shlichus doesn't work when you're sending someone to do an avera, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's shogeg or mezid. Even though in Hanami the svara doesn't apply, so there's a lot of discussion in the Achronim about that, but not for now. So anyway, so the Gemara's kasha is a good kasha. The guy listened to me and he did my shlichus. Why is it that I'm moel? Shouldn't it be his meila because I'm shliach l'dvar avera? Answers the Gemara: shiny meila. That Mi'ila is an exception to the rule of Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera. There's Yesh Shliach Lidvar Avera when it comes to Mi'ila. The Alpha Chet Chet Mi Truma, because we derive Chet Chet from Truma. We have Gzer Shav from Truma. Ma Truma Ma Shri Shliach. Just like by Truma, which is a mitzvah, you can make a Shliach to be Mafresh Truma for you. Af Mi'ila Ma Shri Shliach. So to the Isser of Mi'ila, you can make a Shliach to do for you. So Shlichus works for Mi'ila. V'nelef Minaf, so Frek the Gemara. So why are we saying that there's a rule, Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera, Emila is an exception? If we know that Yesh Shliach Lidvar Avera by Mi'ila, why don't we say that that's the source of the rule, and the rule really is Yesh Shliach Lidvar Avera, that everywhere we should say Yesh Shliach Lidvar Avera. Because Mi'ila and Shlichus Yad are two places. Shlichus Yad means if someone asks me to watch something for them, I am a shomer of a pikadon, and I decide to use it myself. I wasn't allowed to use it, I wasn't allowed to take it, but I steal it, I take it to use myself, so now I become chayiv for anything that might happen to it. Because now I've become a ganav, so therefore, even though a shomer chinam, let's say, I'm pater gnev veda, I'm pater anonsim, I'm pater from anything that might happen to it, as soon as I am shaleach yad, as soon as I decide to use it for myself, I now become chayiv in everything. So by both of these cases, what if I have a shliach be shaleach yad bepikadon? I'm the shomer, and I ask a shliach to go use it. So in both of these cases, the Torah reveals to us that yesh shliach l'dvar avera. So because the Torah reveals it in two places, and therefore in the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula, ein shliach l'dvar avera. So mi'ila ha'de'amrin, where does the Torah reveal to us that yesh shliach l'dvar avera by mi'ila? So we said, we learned in chet from Truma. But shlichus yad, ma'hi, where does the Torah reveal to us that yesh shliach l'dvar avera by the yisur of shlichus yad? Titania, we have the following braisa. Al kol dvar pesha, the phrase Al Kol Dvar Pesha in relation to Shlichus Yad, Beishamai says the expansive term Al Kol Dvar Pesha implies that even if you don't actually steal the item, you don't actually use it, you just have machshava to use it, that's enough. Now you're already chayiv ba'onsim, as soon as you have it in mind that you want to use it. Rashi says, L'chayiv al machshava o al hadibur, or you say that you want to use it. Shem Amar O Chashav L'Shloach Yad B'Pikadon Hareu B'Rishusam Yosheshav Eilech. If you say or think that you're going to be Shloach Yad B'Pikadon, it's now in your Rishus from then on. This Chayiv B'Kolons and Shialibo to be Chayiv in any onus that might happen to it. Afilu Avi Shomer Chinam Shloach Chayiv Arachshav El B'Pshia. Even if you were previously Shomer Chinam where you were only Chayiv B'Pshia, now you become Chayiv in everything in every onus. Now the Ritva and Rashi and Tosfos Maseches B'Metzia all hold that machshava over here doesn't mean machshava mamish. That machshava means dibur. And we call dibur machshava because it's the type of dibur that you don't need to be mashmiya la'azno. I mean, even if you enunciate it quietly, but you do need some level of dibur. Unlike Rashi over here, which seems to say machshava is literal, but it could be machshava or dibur. Either one is enough to become chayiv. But other Rishonim say, no, in order to become chayiv, it's not enough to have a thought of stealing it. You have to have something more than a thought. So it needs at least a dibur. Anyway, that's Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Hillel, Amrein chayiv ad sheyishlach bo yad. Anyway, Beis Hillel says, you're not going to be chayiv until you actually do something. Thoughts, dibur, none of that is enough. Shenemar im lo shilach yado v'gomer. pasuk says if about shilach yado that you actually put out your hand to do something. On besham vesilo, v'alo nemar al kol dvar pesha. So besham says vesilo. Yeah, but what do you do with the phrase al kol dvar pesha? Doesn't that seem to include everything? Samlam vesilo besham vesilo says to beshamai v'alo nemar lo shilach yado b'mlach shreihu. But what do you do with my half of the pasuk that it says lo shilach yado, which implies that you have to do something? So on besham vesilo imkain al kol dvar pesha lamli. But if so, what do you need al kol dvar pesha for? Meaning, if you're going to take im lo shilach yado literally, that you need shlichus yad, what do you darshan from kol dvar pesha? So shiach lein li alahu amal avdo ulishlucha minayin. So Beis Hillel will say, I'll tell you what I do with it. What do I do with the phrase al kol dvar pesha? I only know that if the guy himself, the shomer himself, uses the item, that he's going to be chayiv. How do I know that if he sends his eved or his shliach to use the item minayin? How do I know that he, that the shomer, is chayiv? Talmud Omer al kol dvar pesha. That's what al kol dvar pesha teaches me, that yesh shliach ledvar avero when it comes to shlichus yad bevikadon, that if I make a shliach to do it, I'm going to be chayiv, not the shliach. So you see that shnei ksuvim nabam keachon, mi'ilan and shlichus yad bevikadon are two places in the Torah where the Torah specifically says yesh shliach ledvar avera. That implies everywhere else ein shliach ledvar avera. So frekta gemara hanich lebeisilo beishami demukin lehaik rab machshav kamaisa nelef minei. That works great according to beisilo, but according to beishamai, where there is, the Torah is not machadish yesh shliach ledvar avera by shlichus yad bevikadon only by mi'ila. And whenever the Torah says something in only one place, we derive it to kol ha'Torah kula. So if yesh liach ledvar avera by mi'ila, it should be yesh liach ledvar avera for kol ha'Torah kula according to Beis Shammai. So the answer is the Gemara, no, still it shouldn't be yesh liach ledvar avera according to Beis Shammai. Mishum dava mi'ila utvichu mechir shekzu rabam ke'echad. Because granted, the Torah says by mi'ila yesh liach ledvar avera, but there's another place where it also says yesh liach ledvar avera by tvichu mechira. If I steal an animal and then I either shecht or sell it, I'm chayiv dalet. Vehei, if I send a shliach to Shechter to sell it, I'm still chayiv dalet vehei. Because yesh shliach ledvar avera by tficha mechira. As soon as you have two places in the Torah where the Torah is mechadesh yesh shliach ledvar avera, we know that it's limited to those two places, and in the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula, ein shliach ledvar avera. Says Gemara, where does the Torah mi'ila hadyamran? Mi'ila, that there's yesh shliach ledvar avera, we know. We learned chet from Truma that shlichus works for mi'ila. Tvicha mechira mahi. Where do we see that by tvicha mechira that shlichus works ledvar avera? Amakra utvacho o mecharo. Ma mechira al yideacher af tvicha al yideacher. Pasuk says tvacho o mecharo, and we darshan that there's some link between shechting and selling. So just like by selling, by definition, every time you sell something, you need someone else to be involved because you can't sell something to yourself. So too by tvicha, if someone else were involved in the tvicha, namely you ask someone to shecht it for you, you're still going to be chayiv, right? If you're chayiv for mechira when you sell to somebody else, so too you're chayiv for tvicha when you have someone else shecht for you. The problem with this is, right, the obvious kasha, I think Shitul Nodulmi asked, I don't understand. By mechira, granted you have someone else involved, but you're still doing the maisa. You're still doing the maisa mechira. By tvicha, when you have someone else involved, he's doing the shechita. You're not doing the shechita. So it's a difficult limud. It's a jump, meaning the limud suggests a leap from what the involvement of the other party is by mechira to what the involvement of the other party is by tvicha. So the stipler writes that you see from here that when it comes to a sale, the ikker guy in the sale, the primary player in the sale, is the buyer. It's not the seller. And the main maisa is associated with the buyer. And then it becomes less of a leap. Because we're saying, just like mechira, the primary action is being done not by you, but by the guy you're selling it to. So too by tvicha, the primary action, or the only action by tvicha, is being done by the guy you asked to shecht it. And nevertheless, you're going to be chayiv. Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Tana O l'Rabbos HaShliach. Debei Chizkiya, Tana Tachas Rabbos HaShliach. Other Tanaim had different ways to derive that shlichus works for shlichus yad bebikadon, meaning that yesh shliach ledvar avera, that by I'm sorry, by not shlichus yad, by tvichu mechira, that yesh shliach ledvar avera by tvichu mechira. But bottom line is, according to the Beis Shammai, it's still shnei ksuvim rabam kechad, both by mi'ila and by tvichu mechira. You see that yesh shliach ledvar avera. Now it's interesting. The Rambam in Hilchos Mi'ila Perek Zayin Halacha Beis writes that in Kol HaTorah Kula ein shliach ledvar avera chutz mi'ila. The Rambam says in all of Torah, we always say the rule, Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, there's only one exception, and that's Mi'ila. So the obvious kasha on the Rambam is he's against Dvar Gemara, meaning you're right. In Kol Torah Kula Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, but Chutz Mi'ila alone, what about Tvicha Mechira? What about Shlichus Yad Bevikadon? Shlichus Yad Bevikadon, Beis Hillel, who is how we paskin, says that the Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera. So how can the Rambam say only Chutz Mi'ila? So the Ktsos in Simon Reish Tzadi Beis quotes from the Maharik that Shlichus Yad, the Mishaleach is Chayiv, but not because of Shlichus. Meaning when I send someone to misappropriate and to use a Pikadon that I'm not supposed to be using, I'm not Chayiv because he did my Shlichus. I'm Chayiv because I'm a Shomer. I'm supposed to watch over this item. And as soon as I have someone, I allow someone, anybody to use it, I am a Posheya. So he's chayiv mishum pshia. He's not chayiv because the other guys considered his shliach to be shliach yad bevikadon. He's chayiv because he's been posheya with the item. And as soon as you're posheya, you're chayiv for your pshia. And the same thing by tvicha mechira. You're not chayiv for the shlichos. You're chayiv because you're nehne from the tvicha of your stolen object, from the fact that your stolen object was shechted for you. So that's what you're chayiv for, not for the mice of tvicha. As I was thinking about it, I have to look back in the ktsos. But as I was thinking about it, I'm not sure if I understand this, because the whole point of saying that when you're shaleach yad bepikadon that you're chayiv, it's not that you're chayiv in terms of that you're chayiv for what you did. You're now, when we say you're chayiv, it means if now lightning were to strike it, you're going to have to pay for it. Meaning if now a complete onus happens, you're going to have to pay for it. Not because of what you did, but because when you did what you did, it's as if you've acquired it and it's become yours, and now you bear complete responsibility for it. When a shomer is posheya on something, and someone uses it, and nothing happens, he got lucky. He was posheya, someone picked it up, used it, and it's still good as new, it's still perfect. And then lightning strikes it. And it becomes a total onus happens. So it's chilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'onus, right? Meaning, what if my... But that's chilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'onus is only if the onus happened as while I was still being posheya. But what if I'm posheya on something and I got lucky, nothing happened, and then I stop being posheya, and then I start watching it carefully, and then an onus happens? Am I chayiv? Absolutely not, right? I'm not chayiv. I'm pater and onsim. I'm still just a shomer. By Shlichus Yad Bevikadon, we're saying that when I go ahead and use it, because I went and used it, it now becomes mine, and now I'm chayiv in any onus that happens in the future. So the Ktsos Svara, the Marik Svara, that the Ktsos quotes, to say that you're chayiv not because you're shaleach yad, but because you're posheya, doesn't seem correct. Because when you're posheya, it's a different chayiv. When you're posheya, you're only chayiv for what happens b'shas pshiaso. But when you're shaleach, yeah, you're chayiv for anything that happens later on. So that answer is a little bit difficult. The Arsameach has a different answer. The Arsameach writes that the pshat is that by tvichu mechira and also by shlichus yad, there's no isser of shechting something. There's no isser of using something. The isser is only when you shech something that was stolen. The isser is only when you use something that you were supposed to be shomer on. So the isser really comes not because someone shechted, and not because someone used an item, but because someone shechted a stolen item, or someone used an item that was supposed to be watched. Who created that situation of having this item be a stolen item and this item being watched? The mishaleach, the guy who stole it, and the guy who was the actual shomer. So that's why he says, by over there, it's not a regular yesh liach l'dvar avera issue, because by those cases, it's not simply yesh liach l'dvar avera. It's obvious that it should relate back to me, because otherwise there's no iser. If you're not going to say yesh liach l'dvar avera, then there simply is no tvicha mechira over here, because the tvicha was done by somebody who has no iser of tvicha. There's no iser of shecht. So the only way that you can be chayiv dalavei, that anyone can be chayiv dalavei over here, is if it relates back to the guy. The only way anyone can be chayiv for the pikadon is if it relates back to the original shomer. Okay, so that's the Arsameach's answer. Nodvi Huda has, and we quoted this Nodvi Huda yesterday. Nodvi Huda has a different answer. Nodvi Huda writes, and again that same tshuva in Madurakam Ebenezer Siman Ayin Hey, that there are two inyanim when it comes to Ein Shliach. Problem with both the Arsameach and and the Ma'arik is that neither one fits into the Gemara. They're both explaining why really it has nothing to do with Yeshliach L'Dvar Avera when it comes to Shlich Ziyad B'Pikadon and Tzvich L'Mechira. But the Gemara says it is Yeshliach L'Dvar Avera, so they're both directly against the Gemara. Now the Behuda is the only one that gives an answer that actually fits the Gemara. Now the Behuda says, you're right, there are three exceptions. Yeshliach L'Dvar Avera applies to Tzvich L'Mechira and applies to Shlich Ziyad B'Pikadon and Mi'ila. Why does the Rabbim say only Mi'ila? So it says in the Behuda beautifully. He says, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera means two things. First of all, it means that the Meshaleach is pater from the Avera. It's the Shliach's problem. And second of all, it means that whatever Maisa was done by the Shliach is not Chal. Like we said yesterday, if the Nadvida says, if a man sends someone to divorce his wife Bal Karcha, sends the Shliach to divorce his wife Bal Karcha. So it's an Avera to divorce a wife Bal Karcha. So first of all, there's no Avera for the Meshaleach. And second of all, they're not even divorced. There's no shlichus. The whole thing doesn't work. There's no chalos to the shlichus. So says the Nadvida, when we say yeshliach l'dvar avera, mi'ila is the only place where both of those things become apply. Meaning both are not true. That both the mishaleach is chayiv, plus there is a chalos. Something happens. This is considered. There was considered to be a mi'ila that happened over here. Although we say yeshliach l'dvar avera, for instance, by Tvicho Mechira, right, that only tells me one of those dinim. It only tells me that the Mishaleach is Chayiv. It doesn't tell me that there's a Chalos Shchita. You don't need the Shlichus to tell you that there's a Chalos Shchita. How do I know there's a Chalos Shchita? Because Hashar Shachat Lefanecha, right? The animal's right here and it's Shechted. So obviously it's Shachat. You don't need the concept of Shlichus to tell me that there's a Shchita that occurred over here. And the same by Shlichus Yad B'Pikadon. There is no Chalos by Shlichus Yad B'Pikadon. The only thing that Yeshliach L'Varvera tells me is that I, the Mishaleach, become Chayiv. That's what the Ramba means. That the only place where Yeshliach L'Varvera in Kala Torah Kula has its full impact in that both the Mishaleach is going to be chayiv and whatever the Shlichus was for, the Chalos of the Shlichus happens, is by Mi'ila. Yeshliach L'Dvar Avera applies in other places, but it doesn't have its full impact because there's no Chalos to speak of in the other places. And that way it actually fits the Gemara. That's the No Debut is brilliant in interpretation. Okay, says the Gemara, our whole analysis only assumes that that like the day of the Shneksum Abam Ke'echad, that you cannot derive from Shneksum Abam Ke'echad to Kala Tarukula. What do you do with the Shita that holds that Shneksum Abam Ke'echad is Melamdin? So if you have, let's say, Lamashal, you have Mi'ila and Shlichus Yad B'Pikadon being Shneksun Nabam Ke'echad, to tell me Yeshliach L'Dvar Avera, shouldn't we say in Kala Torah Kula Yeshliach L'Dvar Avera? And it says, Gmar L'Gal Rachman B'Shchut Echad, Zdam Yechashev Li'ishahu Dam Shafach, Hu V'lo Shlucho. We have a special drasha by Shchut Echad that if I send a Shliach to take a carbon and shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, that I am not Chayiv, that ain't Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So Ashkem Gabi Shchut Echad, but Kala Torah Minolan. But that only teaches me that by Shchut Echutz ain't Shliach L'Dvar Avera. How do I know in the rest of Torah that ain't Shliach L'Dvar Avera? So the Alf, Shchut Echutz, what do you mean, how do I know? I learned it from Shchut Echutz, meaning when in general in the Torah. You have one example of something, and you can learn it to Kala Torah Kula. Ad Yelv Mishchut Echutz Neilv Mehanuch, so frankly, Gemara, but instead of learning from Shchut Echutz, why don't I learn from Mi'ila and Shlich Ziyad B'Pikadon that Yeh Shliach L'Dvar Avera? So it says, Gemara, Hadukas Rachman of Nichras He'ishahu. Im Einu in L'Kufo, Tenu in L'Kala Torah Kula. We have extra phrase that teaches me that the idea of Shchut Echutz, that ain't Shliach L'Dvar Avera, should apply to Kala Torah Kula. But if you hold Sheikh Zumam Kechad Ein Melamdim, and therefore you already know Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera for Kala Torah Kula, then what do you do with the extra Hahu, right? If you already know Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera for Kala Torah Kula, so he said, Nachad L'mutei Shnayim Sha'uchsim B'Sakim V'Shochtim, one comes to exclude a case where two guys are holding on a knife together, and they shech, that they're not Chayav for Shchut Echutz, V'Chad, Huvelo Anus, Huvelo Shogig, Huvelo Muta. And one comes to tell me that it's dafka, if it's huvelo, that you're only chayiv for shchut echutz if you're not anus, you're not shogeg, and you're not muta. What's anus, shogeg, and muta? So the Tosa Rosh writes, anus is they tell the guy that this behemoth is not a karban, and then he shechts it because he thinks it's not a karban. Shogeg is that he himself thought it was chulin, not that he was told that it was chulin. He just forgot, so he thought it was chulin. He made a mistake. So why is anus worse? Why is anus different than shogeg? Because again, it wasn't his fault by anus. He didn't know what it was. He asked. He did what he was supposed to do. He asked. and he was told the wrong thing. So that's an anus. What's muta? Muta is called shehu savar shu omid bifnim. He thinks he's still in the azara. He doesn't realize that he's outside of the Beis HaMikdash. He's really only bechutz when he thinks he's inside. That's muta. He made an honest mistake. He knows that it's a carbon. He knows about shchutei chutz, but he thinks he's in the right place and he's actually in the wrong place. V'idach mehu hahu, and the other shita would say, no, we dash in that from the extra hey, from hu hahu. V'idach hu hahu lo darz. And the other guy would say back, no, you don't make an extra drasha from hu hahu. So if you need ahu to teach me ein shleich levar veru kol torah kula, you have to dash in the extra hay. If you don't need it to teach me ein shleich levar veru kol torah kula, you don't dash in the extra hay. Frankly, mar vayter v'had the tani omer shluchot tzeharogas nefesh hu chayiv v'shluch v'sholchav pater, that if you hire a hitman, you ask someone to go kill somebody for you. So the murderer is going to be chayiv. The one who sent him is Pater. Shamei Hazakin Omer Mishum Chagai Anavi Sholchav Chayiv. No, the one who sent him is Chayiv also. Shnemar also Rakta B'Cherev B'nei Amon, because David HaMelech is blamed for killing Uriah, even though he obviously sent him out to get killed as opposed to killing him himself. My time in Shamei Hazakin. Why does Shamei Hazakin hold that you're going to be Chayiv? I mean, why does he hold the chayiv? Because he holds yeshliach ledvar avera. It's not just over here by killing, by hiring hitman. He holds everywhere yeshliach ledvar avera. Why? Because he thinks shneksum abam kechad are melamdin, and therefore by mi'ilan shlichus yad, or mi'ilan tvicho mechira, you have a good example or a good precedent for yeshliach ledvar avera. What about hu hahu? He doesn't hold of hu hahu. He darshins hahu to teach me lo muta, lo shogeg, lo anus, all that. But he doesn't think you could dash in the extra hay, and therefore he's left with yeshliach levar avera. V'ibay yisem elyon darish, or maybe really he does dash in it. And therefore he really holds in general ein shliach levar avera. Umay chayiv, chayiv b'dinei shamayim. When we say he's chayiv, doesn't mean he's actually going to be chayiv for murder. He's only chayiv b'dinei shamayim. Down here, we're not going to be able to punish him. Mechal de tanakam, esav rafilim b'dinei shamayim nami pater. But wait a second, that implies that the tanakam who says your pater thinks that it's okay, that you're not going to get punished even in Shemayim? You hire a hitman. So that's the machlokes. Shammai Hazakin says you did the wrong thing when you hired a hitman. And Tanakama says, nah, big deal. Right? How could that be? So Ella Dina Rabba Bedina Zutik. I mean, I know the nafkamina is the difference between Shammai Hazakin and Tanakama. They both hold your only chayav Bedina Shemayim. The question is, how bad is it? Did you do murder Bedina Shemayim? Or were you only an accessory to the crime Bedina Shemayim? Right? Or can you be prosecuted at Bedina Shemayim for first degree murder, or is it only going to be something less? Is it a Dina Rabba or only a Dina Zuta? That's the issue. Now, interestingly, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam doesn't talk about someone who's Omer Lishluchot Seher Ogos Nefesh. He says has socher. He's someone who hires someone to kill to laharugas chavero, to kill someone else. So Mishnah Melech points out that it seems from the Rambam, he quotes a Ritva on our daf that only when you hire someone, but if you just tell someone to kill somebody, so then you're not going to be chayiv. The whole chiyuv, even bedina shemayim, is only if you hire the guy to do it. And he says, based on that, we can understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf chavtes that ain't ta'an in the mesis. Gemara in Sanhedrin says we don't make a taina on behalf of a mesis. How do we know? We learn from the Nachash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make a taina on his behalf, even though he could have had a good taina to get off the hook from the Nachash for doing what he did to get chava to sin. He punished him right away. So because had he been towing, what could the Nachash have responded? The Nachash could have responded, how can you hold me responsible? What do you mean? It's not my fault. They should have listened to you. They shouldn't have listened to me. But everybody on that Gemara, it's still a question. How could that Taina have helped? That only works for B'dinei Adam. We're saying now B'dinei Shemayim, you still get punished. Meaning even though Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, that's only B'dinei Adam. But B'dinei Shemayim, when you hire someone to do something, when you ask someone to do an issa for you, you still get punished. The Nachash wasn't going to be punished B'dinei Adam, he was going to be punished by the Ribbono Shel Olam. So how could that Taina have possibly helped him? Ah, but if you say like this Ritva that the Mishnah Lamelech quotes, that you're only going to be chayiv b'din Shemayim when you do something, not when you say something, so then the Nachash had a good taina. Then you understand what the taina is. By saying something, I'm even patur b'din Shemayim. Only if I do something, I hire him, I do some sort of action, that's when I'm chayiv b'din Shemayim. V'ibay say m'shayin yasim d'gali rachmana also rakta b'cher. Right, what do you do with the medrash that he pushed him against the tree, that he pushed her against the tree to make her touch it, when he did a maisa, but that wasn't a maisa avera. Meaning he had her touch it, the issur was never to to touch it. She just thought the Yisra was to touch it. Okay. V'yibay yisayim ashayin yihasim b'chad rachmana osar rakta b'cher b'nei amon. Or it could be that murder is different, because the Pasuk says osar rakta b'cher b'nei amon. V'yidach harelecha k'cher b'nei amon. The other sheet will say, no, what does that Pasuk mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was actually telling David something good. Just like Cherv B'nei Amon, you're not punished for whatever B'nei Amon do, you're not punished for Yachiti Yatanen Shalav. So too, what happens to Yachiti is not your problem. You're not punished for what you did to Uriah. My Taima, why would he not be punished for sending Uriah out to get killed? And it says, Mar Mar B'malchus Hava, because Uriah was a Mar B'malchus. To Kamerlei, because Uriah said to David, V'adoni Yoav V'kalavdei Adoni Al Pnei Asad Achonim. And when he did that, he was Mar B'malchus. What? Where? Well, where's the merida over there? What did he say that was wrong? So Rashi says, he says Adoni Yoav. He's talking to David and he calls Yoav his master. That's a merida against David. Because he's basically telling David, I don't answer to you, I answer to somebody else. I answer to Yoav. That's Mar B'malchus. Says Tosos Lo Nehira. Doesn't seem that that's Mar B'malchus. Marsha changes the gears and Tosos De Ein Zemore De Lo Bala Hamlicha Lekrosa Melech. That's not called Mar B'malchus because his intention was not to make Yoav a Melech. He wasn't trying to say that Yoav is the real king. He was just saying Yoav is above me. Meaning Adrava. Sometimes it's a great respect for the Melech when you say that the guy who works for you is my boss. So you're showing how far removed you are from the Melech. That's not a merida on the Melech. So says Tosfos Omer Rabbeinu Meir Avishal Rabbeinu Tam Mash Amlo David Sheelich LeBeis Olech LeBlishos V'Mien B'Davar K'Dechsev Kalav De'Adoni Al Pnei Asad Echon V'Ani Avol Beisi Lechol B'Tmia V'Lo Haylo L'Sarev. No, the merida B'Malchus was David said go home, and Uriah said no. Uriah said, how could I go home? Everyone is on the battlefield. They need me, and I'm going to go home and just eat and enjoy myself. God forbid. So Uriah refused David's orders. Memele is Mar B'Malchus. The Atzmus Yosef is Medayik from the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Paragimel Lachas that the Rambam holds like Tosos, because the Rambam says that if a king says, go to Makom Ploni, and you don't go to that Makom, you're a Mor B'Malchus. So it says, if you see, he holds like Tosos. Where does he get that idea? From here. David told Uriah, go here, go home, and Uriah didn't go. That's called Mor B'Malchus. Other Achronim point out, no, that could be Mar B'Malchus. That's not necessarily the pshat in what happened with David and Uriah. Meaning that may not have been the primary merida in Uriah's case, because Uriah had a good reason why he didn't want to go home. It wasn't merida B'Malchus. So it bears mentioning the famous Meshech Chachma in Sefer Dvarim in. The Meshech Chachma says that in general, Yisurim D'Rabbanan, you could look at an Yisurim D'Rabbanan, you could look at any Yisurim in two ways. One is that what we're told not to do is very important not to do, that the actual Maisa itself is problematic, or no, that it's not the action itself that's problematic, but it's that we need to listen. That the authority of he who we are listening to is most important, and maintaining that authority is most important. Meshech Chachma says, Yisurim D'Rabbanan, it's not the Maisa itself that's a problem. It's not an Yisur Chefza, so to speak. The Maisa itself is not problematic. How do I know? Because a Beis Din that's Gadol Menu B'Chachma Minyan could change that and could turn the Maisa into something that's Mutter. So it's not the Maisa itself's problem, but it's the authority of the Rabbanan. That's the issue. And the Meshech Chachma says, Mashal Nad Over Dome to Merida B'Malchus. Where if the king says, I want you to cross the street right now, is crossing the street such an important thing? It's so critical. I'm Chayiv Misa if I don't cross the street because crossing the street is so important. No, it's not so important. The honor of the Melech is so important. And to obtain, to maintain the honor of the Melech is what I'm Chayiv Misa for if I don't do. So it's not the Maisa, it's the listening to the authority. If Shammai holds that Sheikh Sumbam Kechad is Malamdin, and he doesn't darshin hu ahu, modu bomru shuch tzebal serva vechla sechelev shu chayiv v'sholchav pater. Even if Shammai normally holds, even if Shammai Zaken normally holds, yeshliach l'dvar avera, if I send someone to eat chelev or to be boel in erva, still the mishaleach is pater, and the shliach is chayiv. Why? Shalom tzim called her kulu zenen of zem is chayiv. Because you can't have a case where one guy gets the anah and the other one is going to be chayiv. Okay, well, there's a good tosus there, we got to move though. Itmar, rava mishliach nasa eid vera b'shi. Rav says the shliach can become an aid, and Devei Rabbi Shila says the shliach cannot count as one of the aidim. If you send the shliach to do something, he can't also serve as an aid to that maisa. My time, Devei Rabbi Shila, why does he say that you can't serve as an aid? Ilei mishum d'lam le havli aid. If it's because the guy never asked you to be an aid, el me'at kiddushishu b'fnei shayim v'lomer lehem atem eidai. Hachinam dovi kiddushi? What, you think if you're a mekadesh woman in front of two aidim, and you never told them, I want you to be my aidim? What, it's not a good kiddushin? They're not aidim? Yes, they are. They count as aidim as long as they're were there and they saw it. You don't need to say Atem Edai in order for it to be a good Kiddushin. Right? Tosos and Rashi both say, Pshita, it's obvious that it's a valid Kiddushin over here. It's a Davar Pasha that the Kiddushin works as long as two Edom saw it. Why do we say at weddings then that sometimes people say, designated as the Edom Kiddushin to the exclusion of all other people, are this person and that person? Why are they Miyachid Edom if it's Pashut, Davar Pasha to both Rashi and Tosos, that as long as you see it, they're Edom, you don't need to be Miyachid them? No, over there it's different. It's exactly that point. Anyone who sees it automatically becomes an aid. And there are lots of relatives, and unfortunately very often, lots of psule edos in the crowd. So if everyone becomes one kat of edim, one set of edim, and part of the kat is pasul, the concern is that it's going to pasul the whole kat. So that's why, because anyone who sees it is automatically an aid, that's dafka why many of them to dafka be miyachted the edim to the exclusion of everyone else that's sitting there. Ela Rav Amar Shliach Naaseid Alumi Koma Alimna Lemilsei. Rav says the Shliach can become an aid because that only enhances the edus when it's done by the shliach, because he's very involved. He says no, the shliach can't be an aid because the shliach has the same din as the sender. He's the guy. He's the bal maisa, so he can't be an aid. You tell three people go be mekadesh a woman for me. One of them serves as the shliach. Two of them serve as the eidim. Not there's no mixing of the roles. Ubeis Hillel omrim. Kulam shluchim hein, vein shliach naaseid. Beis Hillel says they're all shluchim. You didn't make any of them an aid, and therefore none of them are an aid. Adkan lo pligel b'shlosha. So the whole machlok is when you have three people, b'shneim devar kol lo. Everyone would agree, even Beis Shammai would agree, that if you only send two people, you're stuck. There's no edus, because one of them is, at least one of them has to be a shliach, and the guy who's a shliach can't also be an aid. So bottom line is, you see, ein shliach nasa aid. So says Gemara, no, hu diamar ki aitana, detanya, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Beis Shammai Omrim, shliach ve'ed echad. No, we're assuming like the other version of Beis Shammai, where he says you only need a shliach plus one more aid, because the shliach can become an aid. It's only Beis Hillel who says you need a shliach plus two edim because the shliach can't become an aid. So, frek the Gemara, v'rav ke Beis Shammai? What do you mean? It's only Beis Hillel who disagrees. You can't go like Beis Shammai. We always pass on like Beis Hillel. So, epoch, you have to switch around the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel to make it all fit. Ravacha b'rei d'rava, masni yipcha. Ravacha b'rei d'rava learned it the opposite. Rav amar ein shliach nasa, in terms of, he switched around the Amoraim, that Rav amar ein shliach nasa eid, to be Rebbe Shila amri, shliach nasa eid. The hilchsan, the halacha is shliach nasa eid, that a shliach can, in fact, become an eid. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar L'shneim Tzuv V'kitchuli Yasi Isha, Hein Hein Shluchav, Hein Hein Edav. You say to two people, I want you to be a Mekadesh, a woman for me, so those two people serve as the Shluchim, and they also serve as the Eidim. V'chein B'gerishin, the same is true by Gerishin, they could serve as both the Shluchim and the Eidim. V'chein B'dinim Amnes, and the same is true by Dinim Amnes, you send someone to pay back a loan for you. The guys you sent back are the Shluchim to pay it back, and then the Eidim that it was paid back. Utsricha, and I need it to be told in all three areas of Halachin, Kiddushin, in Gerishin, and by sending money. If I only would have been told that they can serve as Edom for Kiddushin, because what do they have? Why would they lie about that? Meaning, this woman is Mekudeshes to the man that sent them, she becomes Usher to them. So why would they lie about that? It only hurts them to lie about it, that she's Mekudeshes. So obviously they're telling the truth and she's really Mekudeshes. But by Gerishin, maybe they're going to lie and say that she's divorced because one of them wants to marry her. And that's why they're going to lie about it. So I might think not to trust it. Frek the Rashba, but if you say that Svari, you're going to be mivatel every single Gerishin in the world, because no Eidus on any get is ever going to be good, because the guy might be lying. So what kind of Svar is that? So says the Rashba, no, when you do a Maisa where you Choseim on the get, that's different. Once you do a Maisa, no one's going to lie with a Maisa Chasima. The question over here is, they were sent to give the get, so there was no evidence of any Maisa, and it's only their own word. V'yashmin Gerishin, had I been told Gerishin Mishim de'isa lebeitrei lo chazia, de'itza lebeitrei lo chazia, of Mamona. That's because they can't split the woman, so they're not going to lie. But when it comes to money, they can split the money. But wait a second. If when someone gives me money with Edim, so the Shluchim were sent with Edim who saw that they were sent to give the money back, they have to return the money with Edim. So then these guys are Nogei Abedus. They better say they paid it back. Otherwise, they're going to be chayiv to pay back the money. Because if they say that they didn't pay it back, they're going to have to pay it back, so they're not going to pay it. Of course they're going to say they paid it back. So we must be assuming that generally you don't have to pay back with Edom. And they would be believed to say, we didn't pay it, but we gave the money back to you. We don't owe you anything. So since they could have tied it that, they're believed to say that they did pay, they did give it to who they were sent to give it to. Now that the Rabbanan instituted something called the Shvuas Heses, so the halacha works that the shluchim have to swear that they gave it to the guy. The malva has to swear that he didn't get it. And then the lover is going to have to pay the malva over again.